You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the voice of the world's oncology professionals. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. This is not a substitute for professional medical care and is not intended for use in the diagnosis or treatment of individual conditions. Guests on this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions. Guest statements on this podcast do not express the opinions of ASCO. The mention of any product, service, organization, activity, or therapy should not be construed as an ASCO endorsement. Cancer research discussed in this podcast is ongoing, so data described here may change as research progresses. In this podcast, Dr. Xuning Li discusses new research on targeted therapy for non-small cell lung cancer presented at the 2022 North America Conference on Lung Cancer, held September 23rd to 25th in Chicago, Illinois. Dr. Li is an assistant professor in the Department of Thoracic Head and Neck Medical Oncology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. She is also a 2022 Lung Cancer Advisory Panelist on the Cancer.net editorial board. You can view Dr. Li's disclosures at Cancer.net.
Hi, everyone. This is Xuning Li. I'm assistant professor here at MD Anderson in the Department of Thoracic Head and Neck Medical Oncology Department. I am a medical oncologist. I am a clinical investigator and also a translational researcher. So today is a great opportunity to discuss some of the new meeting updates from 2022 North America Conference on Lung Cancer. Let me begin with the information about the meeting itself. So this conference, North America Conference on Lung Cancer, is organized by an organization called the International Association for the Study of Lung Cancer. As reflected in the name, this is an international organization for all the lung cancer researchers to get together to share our research, experience, and also patient advocates as well as patients participate in this fantastic organization. This organization also have meetings every year, including a World Lung Conference, as well as the meeting we're going to talk a little bit about today, focusing on the progress we made in the North America, therefore it's called the North America Conference on Lung Cancer. In this year's meeting, we had a very active agenda with multiple presenters from different parts of the U.S., and we also had international participants as well. We had exciting updates on some of the targeted therapy trials, as well as updates from immunotherapy trials. So it was a very productive meeting. Let me start with some of the updates from the targeted therapy space. During the meeting oral presentation, there were three abstracts selected for oral presentation. The first talk I will briefly discuss today is an update study for a DURA trial using osimertinib as an adjuvant therapy for resected lung cancer patient whose tumor has EGFR mutation. This was presented by Dr. Roy Herbst, a key investigator on the trial from Yale Cancer Center. So a DURA trial is a multi-center international trial taking patients whose lung cancer have EGFR classical mutation at the diagnosis or stage 1B to 3A, and then undergoing chemotherapy as the initial adjuvant treatment. But after completion of those treatment, patients were offered opportunity to go on to the trial, receiving either osimertinib for 3 years or best supportive care plus placebo. The primary report of this trial became available in year 2021, where the osimertinib-treated patient had a significant clinical benefit reflected as the disease-free survival was much higher in the patient population who received osimertinib. The results of the ADURA trial led to the FDA approval of using osimertinib in the surgically resected EGFR mutant non-small cell lung cancer. So that's the background of this year's update and presentation. Now, in the fall of 2022, after additional long follow-up, the data become more mature because although we still don't have overall survival results, but we start to have three-year disease-free survival. So in the study population, each is over 300 patients each arm, the three-year disease-free survival rate was 84% for patients who receive osimertinib, and for placebo group is 34%. As you can see, this is a 2.5-fold significant benefit in the patient who received the treatment. The presentation was also a breakdown the patient population by their stage, by different subgroup analysis. Across the board, the patient who received osimertinib derived benefit. And then the hazard ratio remained to be between 0.2 to 0.3, depending which population we're looking at. Really, this data validated and confirmed the prior knowledge of this approach of offering adjuvant osimertinib really works and really should be offered to every single patient who qualify for this study. One update on the subgroup analysis is the benefit for preventing brain metastasis to happen in the patients. Very impressive. We observe a hazard ratio of 0.24, meaning that if a patient goes on to osimertinib, has a fourfold of benefit of not to develop brain metastasis. Overall, the conclusion of this presentation is that this data becoming more mature, and then the mature data reinforce that adjuvant osimertinib really should be the standard of care, which we have been using pretty widely in the clinic. The second abstract I want to talk about is a presentation that's presented by Dr. Ludmila Besnova from University of California, San Diego. So she presented a pooled updated analysis on a novel EGFR exon 20 insertion medication. And then this medication currently is under US FDA evaluation with breakthrough therapy designation. The drug's chemical name is called DZD9008, and then the drug's brand name is sunvozitinib. This is a great addition to the treatment option that we already start to see for EGFR exon 20 as a new inhibitor coming at the horizon. EGFR, we now start to classify all the mutation into classical mutation versus exon 20 mutation, as we're using different targeted therapy for different patients. For EGFR exon 20 insertion, we have already two FDA-approved drugs. One is amivantamab, the other is mobocertinib. But we still need more options for our patients. And this new medication, DZD9008, is having a great potential of becoming the next generation EGFR exon 20 drug as it showed good efficacy and pretty low toxicity. So let's review the data that's presented here. In this meeting abstract, the authors combined two studies. One is called Wukong 1. The other is called Wukong 2. The first one was conducted in the US and the second one was conducted in China. So there is a value of pool different patient populations together and then not just getting the sample size greater, but also understand different patient population. Are they all having very similar benefit? Here, the focus on analyzing the patient population that EGFR exon 20 lung cancer who have already received the chemotherapy. In the total of 71 patients analyzed here, in the subgroup of receiving 300 milligrams daily dose, the response rate was observed to be 40 to 45%, depending on if you're using the central review system or you're using the investigator evaluation. But again, showing a very promising response. I want to put those numbers in the reference. For example, the currently FDA-approved mobocertinib in their population also had a prior treatment. The response for mobocertinib was 28% in the over 100 patient population. In this 71 patients, they see a 40 to 45% response. So potentially this one is having an even better efficacy, really translate into clinic can be a great opportunity for the patients who had chemotherapy need something else. Also, we reviewed the toxicity profile. This drug is overall pretty well tolerated. We have to say that the population is relatively small. In order to truly understand toxicity, we usually want to look at multi-hundred patients' experience. But I believe the data will mature over time. I will have to say the results here is very exciting. The third abstract I will be talking about today is presented by myself, Xuning Li from MD Anderson. In this abstract, we evaluated tepotinib, which is a MET inhibitor, their efficacy and safety in MET-amplified non-small cell lung cancer patients. As we already know, MET exon 14 skipping represent a molecular subgroup that can benefit from MET TKI, including tepotinib. But MET amplification without MET exon 14 is another patient subgroup that could potentially benefit from MET inhibition. As in those cancers, MET not using exon 14 skipping as the driving event rather than amplify. So the gene make many copies itself so that drive the tumor growth that way. In this abstract, in this analysis, MET amplified non-small cell lung cancer patients were identified and offered tepotinib. So in this group, there are 24 patients were treated on the VISION trial cohort B, and we observe a response rate of 42%. For a targeted therapy, having a 42% of response is really pretty encouraging, and then the duration of response also is expected at multiple months. We show that the therapy was particularly beneficial for patients who are treatment naive. In that setting, the response rate can be as high as 70%. This time, this year, we updated our molecular analysis for this patient cohort, trying to understand deeper, do we have other signals can help us to decide which patient could benefit more and which patient might benefit less and then need something else? In the molecular analysis, we find that focal MET amplification is quite important. In another word, if MET amplification is the only event, then more likely this MET TKI will work in that patient population. However, if the tumor also have p53 or RB loss or certain other genetic alterations, then the response rate can be more inferior. So I think we are starting to understand each of the molecular-driven patient population group into even more detail, more molecular detail, understanding the co-mutations impact to the clinical outcome. So I think this abstract is interesting in pointing directions of how to use a existing medication to patients to magnify the benefits that we can potentially achieve. So this year's North America Lung Conference was really productive. We had a lot of stimulating presentations and a lot of discussions. Other than the targeted therapy session, we have seen two exciting abstracts on the immunotherapy updates. Other than that, we start to have more opportunities to learn about cancer screening, cancer prevention, smoking addiction, and then the cancer survivorship. There are two abstracts presented at the oral section for that topic as well. So this meeting is particularly interesting opportunity for North America investigators, especially in their junior stage, to network, to present their work, and then to have exposure to major investigators in the field as well.
Thank you, Dr. Li. You can find more research from recent scientific meetings at www.cancer.net. Cancer.net podcasts feature trusted, timely, and compassionate information for people with cancer, survivors, and their families and loved ones. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts for expert information and tips on coping with cancer, recaps of the latest research advances, and thoughtful discussions on cancer care. And check out other ASCO podcasts to hear the latest interviews and insights from thought leaders, innovators, experts, and pioneers in oncology. Cancer.net is supported by Conquer Cancer, the ASCO Foundation, which funds life-saving research for every type of cancer, helping people with cancer everywhere. To help fund Cancer.net and programs like it, donate at conquer.org/donate.